When it comes to limiting plastic consumption for the sake of protecting the environment, we've all heard the phrase reduce, reuse, and recycle. Well, as it turns out, recycling plastics may be causing a whole other set of problems. A recent study found that the process of sorting, shredding, and melting the plastics at recycling plants can create microplastics that drift into the air and water. Let's bring in GRIST reporter Joseph Winters to tell us more. Joseph, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, so researchers found that the recycling plant in this study leaked about 3 million pounds of microplastics a year. Talk about how this happens. Where are those plastics from?
Yeah, so in the recycling process, there's a lot of shredding and abrasion that happens. The plastics that recycling facilities receive have to be like mechanically processed so that they can be turned back into new products. And as a result of that process, it creates a lot of microplastics, these tiny fragments of plastic that are so small that it's really hard to deal with them, even if you have a filter installed at your facility. And so this team of researchers found that up to 13% of the total mass of plastic that the facility was receiving was just being lost as microplastics in wastewater or as air pollution.
And they're tiny. So how bad are they for us or the environment?
They're very concerning. There's actually a big gap in knowledge about like the specific effects of microplastics on human health and the environment. But the two most concerning things, I think, are that there are thousands of chemicals that are used in plastics that could be present in these microplastic particles that are being ingested by marine life, making their way up the food chain or into people's bloodstreams in their food. And the other one is that these microplastic particles attract toxic substances that are already in the environment. Mm. And so they're out there collecting all these toxic things and then exposing people to them. They're sort of vectors of disease or other harmful contaminants.
Yeesh, they're like little hairballs. You know, they're just like pulling everything else in. So the research was done in a plant, and presumably the plant is now discovering that this is happening. But we don't want people to stop recycling, do we? I mean, what is the sense of what consumers should do, what everyone should do? The second round of negotiations for the Global Plastics Treaty is happening this week in Paris. So what's the thinking about what should happen?
I've seen a lot of reactions to this study saying that it highlights the ineffectiveness of recycling as a solution to the plastics crisis. Recycling can work for a few kinds of plastic, mostly bottles and jugs, so the ones that are labeled with a number one or a number two. But even then, the U.S. recycling rate is only 5% and has never been above 10%. Mm-hmm. And so people say that with planned expansion for plastic production, recycling is really never going to be able to keep pace. So rather than focusing on more, better recycling, the emphasis really should be on reducing the production and consumption of plastic so that we don't have to recycle it in the first place and create all these microplastics.
Right. Use your glass bottles. Use the containers that are made without any kind of toxins in them, the thermoses and such. But in the meantime, we have these plastics. I'm thinking I don't want to throw a plastic in the garbage because I'm just going to watch it get crunched up in the trash compactor, the truck that comes through, and that's going to put particles in the air.
Yeah, so I think that for individual consumers who are thinking about their recycling habits, I'd say look at those numbers on the bottom of your plastic containers. Number one and number two plastics, so those bottles and jugs, are the only ones that meet the government's definition of recyclable. Those are the ones that are most likely to actually be recycled. The rest are almost certainly going to be incinerated or sent to a landfill because there are problems with sorting and processing those plastics. It's more cost effective to just make new plastic out of virgin materials. Really, the focus should be on reducing plastic consumption in the first place.
Which is more dangerous, not recycling the one and two, or recycling them knowing that the smaller bits of plastic during the recycling process are going to end up in, the environment?
Yeah, I'd say like if you have those number one and number two bottles, it's better to recycle them than to not recycle them, because if you don't recycle them, they're going to go to a landfill or be incinerated.
Right.
And they can still release microplastics in either of those circumstances. And with incineration, it also causes hazardous air pollution that disproportionately affects low-income communities and communities of color. With landfills, toxic chemicals and plastics can leach into the groundwater and the soil and cause more problems. There's really just no great solution for what to do with plastics.
I guess, maybe direct some of your energy to pushing lawmakers to, again, push for a reduce in plastics, period.
Right.
Grist reporter Joseph Winters, thank you so much.
Thank you.